For KBI News, I'm Nick Commissar. The Boonville Police Department is starting to test body-worn cameras. Currently, the department is testing three different cameras with prices ranging from $350 to $800. Bobby Welliver, the chief of police for the Boonville Police Department, says body cameras will both benefit the police officers and the community. The cameras allow the officers to have real-time documentation of video and audio of any incidents that take place.
We'll be able to either substantiate or unsubstantiate any claims against police officers or any other person while we're at a scene.
Welliver says the body camera testing will go until the end of October or early November. At that time, the police department will decide which camera to use. The Boonville Police Department is applying for a state grant to support the new policy through law enforcement. The final decision on that grant will be made within 2 weeks. A member of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says trooper training was deficient before the May drowning of a man under arrest in the Lake of the Ozarks. Patrol Sergeant Randy Henry told a panel of state lawmakers today that the lack of proper training was obvious. He spoke during a second hearing in a review of the 2011 merger of the Highway and Water Patrols. The review follows the May drowning of a handcuffed Iowa man who fell from a trooper's boat on the Lake of the Ozarks. The trooper had arrested 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson on suspicion of drunken boating. Lawmakers now question whether the merger of the Water Patrol and the Highway Patrol overwhelmed troopers. Local church leaders are adjusting after the Vatican released a document on Monday welcoming unmarried couples, gay people, divorced people, and their children in the church. The document presents questions on how the church can evangelize to families from all cultures. General Counsel for the Missouri Catholic Conference, Tyler McClay, says the document does not change Catholic doctrine or teaching, but addresses changes in family structures.
But I think the church is wrestling with, okay, if these people have gifts and they're in our church, how are we to welcome them? How do we now minister to them?
While same-sex marriage is still not legal in Missouri, a judge did recently order the state to recognize marriages that occur out of state. McClay says same-sex marriages and civil unions will still not be recognized or accepted by the Catholic Church. McClay also says policy changes from the Vatican will be forthcoming, and at this point, the change in language will have no impact on churches in Missouri. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis announced Monday that Stacy Button will be taking over for Mike Brooks as the city's Director of Economic Development. Brooks, who served for 5 years, will look to retire in November. Button will also take over as the President of Regional Economic Development Incorporated, an agency that promotes economic development in the Columbia Boone County area. Mathis says Button is perfect for the job.
Everything she's been doing is everything we're looking for. And that's was surprising. You know, that's not always the case when you fill a role as unique as ready president.
Button will assume office effective January 5th, 2015. Ameren, Missouri's Callaway Energy Center started the replacement of a reactor vessel head over the weekend. The head is replacing one from 1984. According to a press release, this new vessel is only one of the many projects Ameren is taking on this October. Barry Cox, Senior Director of Nuclear Operations, says this can only benefit Callaway County community members.
We contract some of our services out to local companies, and they have personnel that come on site to help support us during the outage, to do maintenance activities and things of that nature.
The Callaway Energy Center, which normally provides 20% of Ameren, Missouri's energy, will be supported by other plants while the service is out. According to a news release, more than 1,100 workers will join the workforce to facilitate the maintenance. For KBI News, I'm Nick Commissar.